It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, happy hump day to you. Welcome to a Wicked Wednesday. This is KNTR, Speak Out 2.0 for August the 14th. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host each weekday. We're here from noon to 1. The show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. Those are our sponsors. Our phone line again, you just heard it, but if you need it, write it down. It's 702-298-1063. And if you have any questions, call in. And our first guest is Betty Ray. And Betty's with the Wow Food Pantry.
Yeah, thanks,
mobile,
Larry.
Mobile Pantry.
Mobile Pantry. Yeah. Thanks for having us on the show today,
well,
Larry.
You know, I have posted this for the longest time on Facebook, and I've never been down there. And now you're down at Rotary Park. Where were you before that?
So we were located at the Amazing Grace Fellowship Church.
Okay.
And we had hosting in their parking lot since 2014.
Oh, wow.
And so every third Friday for the last 3, 4, 5 years, we've been doing the Wow Mobile Pantry. We outgrew our space over there, Larry. We just got too darn big. I mean, we're averaging right now about 500 to 600 households that come out and see us.
Wow.
And so the pastor at the church said, oh, you guys, you know, we got to get you a new location. So we're actually in the middle right now of transitioning into a new building where we're going to be open for pantry service again, come the new year.
Okay.
In the process, though, we were able to connect with the city of Bullhead City, and through the Parks and Recreation Department there with Dave Heath,
right.
He said, hey, we got this beautiful Ramada down here at Rotary Park.
They got
and,
two of them.
And so we can sponsor the summer mobile pantries underneath the shade of the Ramada down there next to Firebird Field. And so we're really, really excited about this partnership. And we're going to be down there every third Friday once a month, right through until December 20th, where we're going to be doing our big holiday food distribution. So every third Friday, right through to the new year, we'll be down at Rotary Park. And then, you know, hopefully we'll be into our new building, and we'll be having the Wow Mobile Pantry out of our new building. But we're also going to be expanding our services where we're going to be having more neighborhood mobile pantries.
Ah.
So we're still going to continue on with our really big monthly distribution down at Rotary Park, but we're setting up a few locations in some target neighborhoods throughout the valley where we'll actually be able to go in and set up in that neighborhood for the 200 or 300 people that live within that small community.
Oh,
and so we're really trying to expand our services. I mean, food access in our community is quite lacking. Do you know that 37% of our tri-state residents live in what's called a food desert, meaning that they have to drive more than 6 miles to access food from a grocery store?
Oh, yeah, I believe that. Yeah,
yeah. And so that creates an underserved population here,
right,
where we have a lot of community members that are struggling having access to food. And then we also have a lot of community members that just want to support a program like ours. WOW stands for Without Waste. So what we're doing is we're rescuing food that would otherwise have been thrown away into the landfills. there is something around 75 billion pounds of food a year that gets thrown away, and it's completely edible. And the reason it gets thrown away is because there's maybe a blemish on it, or maybe it has a stain, a water stain or something from the rain, or maybe it was organically grown, and so there's some...
It's too big.
It maybe grew too big, and it won't fit in the box from the distributor.
Wow.
And so the entire trailer load of food gets rejected and thrown away.
Oh, really?
And then the company has to pay the landfill fees to have that thrown away. So what places like we do is we go in and we rescue it through our partners. St. Mary's Food Bank out of Phoenix, they go in and they rescue trailer loads full of food. And there is so much food that we have to make a call out to all of our community members to come out and get food. So we're doing unrestricted access so that everybody in the community can come out and have this wonderful, fresh food, produce, that's completely edible that otherwise would have been thrown away.
And 90% of it is all produce, right?
We're probably more around about 75% is produce. And then we've been able to get canned goods, packaged goods, and sometimes not in the summer, but we also have refrigerated products that we are offering, beverages. What we're trying to do is we're trying to pump the community up with more healthier food choices.
Right.
And when you are a client of a food bank here locally, you know, there's a lot of stigma that's attached to having to be humble to recognize that you might need some help and you can go and get food.
Right.
But at the WOW Mobile Pantry, although we are a food bank, we are opening it up to our food insecure friends and neighbors, too. Ones that, families that have jobs, sometimes two jobs, and they're still having a difficult time paying for all of the kids' school activities, their electric bill in the summer. And so sometimes food is what kind of is at the last end of the list.
Well, and I know that in our school systems, you know, they feed breakfast to everybody now.
That's right.
And then like 80% of the students in the schools are on a free or reduced lunch.
That's exactly right,
and,
Larry.
And
yeah.
That's just because of the poverty level of our town.
Yeah, we have 24% childhood poverty rate,
right.
But we also have a 20% food insecurity rate. And the food insecurity families, they don't often qualify for going into DES or to get SNAP or WIC because they maybe make too much money or they have a car payment or something like this.
Right.
And so we're really targeting that that family that works and just could use to have a little bit of supplemental food added to their monthly food budget.
So how many people come, and that's this coming Friday.
Yeah, it's this Friday.
So now how many people will come to get food from you?
Well, we have people that start lining up at about 5 in the morning, and they come down from Kingman. We have a big group of early morning folks.
Wow.
We have people that come as far away from Searchlight, Lake Havasu, Parker, south towards Needles, and we'll go anywhere from 300 to 700 families. Last month, we served 689 families that came out. And we serve them within about 2 or 3 hours of service. So the line can look really, really long when you come out in the morning, but it moves really, really quickly, too.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we are doing a really big service for our community members because we're unrestricted.
How did you get into this?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but we were there. You know, a few years ago, back around 2008, we've been in here in the Bullhead City area for 15, 16 years now, and we took a real hit really hard when the economy crashed there a few years back.
Right.
And we had to go and use the services of the Colorado River Food Bank right across the way here from where you're at.
Right.
And instead of us just taking food, we thought, well, we've been successful in our life, and we are just on hard times right now. We want to give back. So we went and started volunteering over at the food bank in order to get the food that we needed for our empty refrigerator. And then 5, 6 years, 7 years later.
Well, I started noticing right away the first few years we were there
that we were doing emergency services, which meant that if you came in, we'd give you a lot of sugary sweet stuff or whatever. It was get calories to people.
Right.
Not quality of calories, just calories. And I noticed that we were getting the same people month after month after month. And I said, we got to do something about this. The people are going to get sick from this.
Yeah.
Giving them that. And sure enough, nationwide, they started going for supplementation where you got better quality of calories. In other words, you had more fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, that kind of thing.
What I want to interject from my husband, Dan, he actually had a health scare around the same time that we were in an economic downturn.
Ah.
And that is very, very difficult here in the community, that if you are not only low income, but then you get sick.
Well, and healthy food costs more.
It does.
It does.
Yeah.
So anyway, right now we're at this place. That's why we keep harping on the thing unrestricted is because we need proper distribution today in today's market, because we have a lot of people, two people working at jobs, and it's a hardship, the food. I hear from so many people that say, well, last week of the month, we just don't eat.
Right.
And they're working.
Right.
They're not going to go to a food bank because they feel like it's a handout. 70% of the people that need food don't come out to get it because of the stigma on it. Right? So we do unrestricted, and we get all these people coming out, and we welcome them all. Guess what? Because all of that food would go in the landfill if they didn't eat it. If you come there, you go, I've got enough money, I don't need to wait in line and do that. But if you came there, the worst that's happening is you're keeping food from going in the landfill.
Well, and that's an interesting concept, because most people think the food bank, the pantry, is for those that need assistance.
Right.
But what's your now, at the end of your day on Friday, are your trucks leaving empty?
We don't have any food left. It is first come, first serve.
Right.
So the first 200 or 300 in line will get everything that's being offered.
Okay.
And then as we go through the day, certain items run out, but we up the count on other items.
So do the items change every month?
Every month.
Yes.
What you get?
I mean, we never know what we're going to get until it rolls off that truck. And that's always the most exciting time for me, is when I get to see what we get. And the early morning crowd that's in line, you know, when I hold up that bag of organic grapes that just came off the truck, and they all just whoop and holler because they know they're going to be getting 3 pounds of organic grapes, and they're not going to have to pay for it. You know, now, I mean, there are some community members out there who just support the program because of our environmentally consciousness about, you know, not being a wasteful
organization.
And so some of those community members, they'll actually contribute and donate because they feel like, I don't need this. I want it, and I want this program to continue. So, you know, I'll put a buck in the donation jar, you know, just to keep the program going.
Right.
We do have expenses to put this on, but we are always going to be a free food distribution, open to everybody in the entire community, in the entire tri-state area. You can come from Nevada, California, or Arizona and receive food from us for free.
Now, at Rotary Park, that Ramada is a little bit away from roads and stuff, so who's carrying this food out to the vehicles?
Well, so we do have a full crew. We have about 40 volunteers. Our WOW volunteers are a wonderful group of very caring, hardworking individuals, and they will cull down through all of the produce, because remember, it's coming blemished. Or it might have, you know, a little spot on it or something. But they'll make sure that you are only choosing the best of the best that we have.
Okay.
And then if you need assistance, we've got a different school organizations that come out in quantity to help everybody out to their car. We have grocery cart service, a courtesy cart service. But most people, when they come to WOW, especially our loyal followers, they'll bring their own wheelie cooler or wagon or rolly cart. And we have all kinds of great inventions that people have when they come with their gear. But you can receive up to 60 pounds of food, so it's quite a bit of food.
Okay. I'm going to let you take a break. You have not stopped talking.
Very true.
And we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no.
I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswantyhyundai.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Crowell with Horizon Community Bank. We provide high-touch custom mortgage services, knowing that every borrower is different. That's why Horizon Community Bank offers loans to meet your individual situation, whether it's a mortgage for a primary or vacation home, lot loans, or construction financing. We make securing residential financing simple and straightforward. Visit Horizon Community Bank at our new branch in Lake Havasu across from the airport. Hashtag Horizon has it.
Horizon Community Bank, NMLS 566129. Teresa Crowell, loan officer, NMLS 512952. Equal housing lender.
A slow start to that one. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're back talking with the WOW Food Pantry. The show every day is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And so we're back with Betty and her husband talking about the food pantry. But the biggest thing is, and you were just talking about it off the air, that so much food is thrown away.
Yeah, people don't realize that 40% of the food is not bought from the stores. They get about 60% of it. The rest is thrown away. Literally, it's thrown away. They take the best of it, but there's almost 50% that goes.
And I can see families out there right now that are listening,
yeah,
shaking their heads.
How many people need food?
Yeah.
And so our job is to redistribute it. We're not a handout company. We're just redistributing what is the people's food. It used to be 98% of the population did their own farms, right?
Right.
Well, today we've gotten it down to only a few big agri-farms that are out there. That's a benefit to everybody, but it's still the public's food, you know, to a certain
right.
degree. We need to, they grow it so we can eat it. So people need to eat. Who doesn't need to eat? I don't know who doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So getting that food and redistributing it, I think, is a really good thing. But people need to understand it and change their consciousness with regard to this stuff.
So this is Friday at 11 o'clock.
Friday, we open at 11. Because it's so hot, we might be opening a little bit early as long as we get our truck scheduled on time, so maybe 10-ish. But we'll be there till 2.
Okay.
And we're there as long as there's food there. And we really would love everybody to come on out to Rotary Park. this Friday, and you might have to wait in line a little bit at the beginning, but we're expecting a big load of food, probably about 30 to 35,000 pounds of fresh fruits and vegetables and assorted pantry items. And you can bring your own wheelie cart or wheelie cooler to help collect all the items, and you'll get anywhere from 30 to 60 pounds of food that otherwise would have been thrown away. And so we really want our community members to come on out there. And by the way, you know, if you can't make it yourself, you can send your neighbor. If you've got a lady down the street who's elderly and can't get out that day, you can come down and pick up for her.
Okay.
All you do is you'll just sign in with the name, the address of the person you're picking up for, and how many people are in their household. So it's really simple information that we need. The more people that come out, the more food we're going to get in the future. And so we're just really excited to have the entire community involved in this farmers market style type of distribution, where when you come, you actually get to choose the food that's available. You don't have to take it all. You can pick and choose, and you can take all of the big grapefruits, or you can take all of the big cucumbers that are being offered to you, or if you have a smaller appetite, maybe you just want to pick the little ones out.
Okay, so now you're under the Ramada that's at the north end of Firebird Field, the south end of the soccer field, out there in the middle, not too far from the Snack Shack, and Rotary Park, and this is real close to Lakeside.
Yes, it is.
And so are people parking on Lakeside, or are they parking in the parking lot?
They're parking in the Firebird Field parking lot by the aviation area, and there's a large parking lot back in there, and we do have our signs out at the corner of Balboa and Lakeside and Riverview and Lakeside and from the Highway 95 in Riverview.
So, and when she says aviation, for those of you that don't know Rotary Park, really there's not planes landing there.
No.
These are the people who have the model planes.
Model aviation.
Yes, model aviation. They have a huge area there where they go out and fly, usually early in the mornings. But I've seen them out there because I used to jog down there and walk Rotary Park. And I would see them out there with their planes and go, oh, how cool is that? You know, because there'd be four or five of them out there.
Oh, yeah.
And usually everyone brings two planes. So if you're ever looking for something to do at the break of dawn, go down there and watch those guys fly those planes.
It's
That's exciting.
Beautiful location
down there. We really
love what the city has done with that Rotary Park. It's just quite something.
Well, and the city's had a lot of partners with it. The Rotary Club, needless to say, they've been real big in participating with that. The Matadors, Legacy Foundation.
Yes.
It's been a real partnership to develop that park and watch it grow over the last, well, I've been here 39 years, but it seems like it's really taken off in the last 10 or 15 years. And under the guidance of Dave Heath and his team, they've done a good job.
Well, we sure love being there, and everybody who comes out and attends, really enjoys standing underneath the shade now
in
the summer.
I bet they do.
So much nicer.
Yeah, I bet they do. All right. Betty, what's the phone number if people want to get a hold of you?
928-758-7689. We're also on Facebook, and we're on the Internet, caringheartsfoodministry.org.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in.
All right.
Thank you very much, Larry, for having us.
You bet.
Thanks, Larry.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford. As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona, 928-444-1150.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. The show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, pies, cookies, muffins, brownies, all the good stuff to fill your belly and make you feel good the rest of the day if you go for breakfast. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, we had Mike in here yesterday talking about physical therapy, occupational and speech therapist, for people that might need a little in-service, in-facility service before they get ready to go home. And, of course, they're also a skilled nursing facility. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino there on the second floor, where they can cut your hair, tint your hair, color it, do pedicures, body wax, and massages. If you need any of that service, go to Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa on the second floor of the Riverside. Tell them we sent you. They got a little gift for you. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where it's all about saving money. You just heard about free food. Well, you can also save money in our community by using your co-op connection card. Several businesses around town, pharmacies, doctors, furniture stores, car lots, they all knock off something with the co-op connection card. Pick yours up at MEC on Hancock Road. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you find bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees at your home or your business and you don't want them, call Barron's. They'll take care of that for you. Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman, where you can always test drive any car on the lot. But right now they got that third row Palisade. It's about the size of a Tahoe, so they're competing with the bigger SUV market. Check that out at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, it's Joe and Jeff, and they can take care of your transmission, obviously, it's in the name. But now they can also do ACs and tune-ups and brakes and oil changes, any of that kind of stuff. It's the two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Grand Liquidations, our next guest, the big box items at Bullhead City Prices, and appliances, furniture, bedroom sets, they got it, barbecues, food even, toys, check it out at Grand Liquidations between the Ford dealership and Circle K on Highway 95. The Caring Crew, they will serve you, they will go grocery shopping for you, they'll pick up your medications, they'll clean your house. Everyday task, if you need some help or you know someone who does, call the Caring Crew. All right, and now, as I said, Grand Liquidations. Denny, how are you?
Very good, Larry.
Good, good. What's new and exciting?
Oh, well, we just got to unloading the full semi-load of merchandise over there just this
good
morning.
Good for you. Give me about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay. So you, what all was in the truck?
Got a lot of grills, furniture, small appliances. Got a real good selection of outside furniture.
Good. Oh, for the barbecue or out in the patio and stuff?
Fire pits and patio furniture, yeah.
Wow. All right. Because when you talk about appliances, you have both the counter, what I call countertop appliances,
right.
Mixers, kitchen toasters, and all that.
Right.
But then you also even get refrigerators and some of the bigger stuff, too.
We have refrigerators, washers, dryers, dishwashers, just about everything, too.
So I think if somebody needs these things, they should definitely go by your store first and write down the prices and realize what they can get.
Or last.
Or last. Either way. Don't buy until you stop into Grand Liquidations in Bullhead City. So now you've been there, what, 7 months or so?
We opened January 1.
Oh, January 1. Okay.
Yep.
So 8 months and 14 days. And it's going good.
It gets better every month.
Yeah?
Yeah, August is taking off like crazy. It's the best month so far we've had.
Well, now, when people come in and they see the huge selection, because you've got a lot of odd stuff that people probably wouldn't expect to be in one store.
Unbelievable. Somebody came in the other day. They said, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen a snow shovel for sale in Bullhead City.
That's probably true. Did they buy it?
No.
You're probably never going to sell it.
I'm sure.
Well, you might get somebody from Kingman to come down.
Well, you might if they get another 18 inches of snow next
Yeah,
time.
Right. We've never got 18 inches of snow here. But they do in Kingman.
Yeah.
So somebody that might be down here and wander in and go, oh, my gosh, look at my snow shovel I need in my,
yeah,
my cabin.
Yeah. We've even got windshield scrapers, too, if you ever need it.
Well, now, that we do get some frozen temperatures every once in a while.
A little frost once in a while.
Yeah, a little frost on the car once in a while. But, you know, you can't...
Not enough to buy a scraper, I don't
think. No. You know, just squirt it with a bottle of water and your windshield wipers and it's gone.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. So, and you've got, like I said, bedroom furniture, a lot of dressers and nightstands and that type of stuff.
Living room mattresses. We really are doing well with mattresses.
Good.
We have a special right now where you can buy any mattress set we have, and we only have name brand.
Right.
Top of the line.
Like Serta.
Sealy, Simmons,
yeah.
Stearns & Foster. You can buy any mattress set we've got for $500 or less.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've got mattresses to sell in the thousands of dollars.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people say to you, where do you get this stuff from? Because you've got food in there, you've got toys, you've got an abundance of...
Yeah, we get medical supplies.
A variety of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And where does it all come from?
I can't tell you.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
No, I really can't. I can't mention any names.
Right. Okay.
That's one of the agreements I have is I can't mention.
Any. All right.
But that's why I use the big box March clubs and depots. If you
right.
use your imagination, I mean, you know,
yeah.
who's called a mart, who's called a club,
uh-huh.
who's called a depot, right?
Exactly. So, okay. All right.
Yeah, I can't mention any specific stores, but I can mention name brands.
Right.
You know, like Sealy and Certain and stuff like that.
And you get tools, too. You were talking about, you said depot, which makes me think of tools. And
yeah, we get some tools.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And not just the hand tools, but electric tools. And,
right.
And you just have a variety of stuff in that store.
We also have a lot of pet supplies.
Right. Now, the people with the Wow Pantry were saying that when the truck shows up, they get excited to open it and see what they brought them that day. Are you that same little 13-year-old kid that when they bring the truck, you open it up and go, wow, look what I got to sell?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
This Wow Pantry, are they local?
Yeah.
Here in Laughlin?
Yeah.
I think
no, they're at Rotary Park this Friday from 11 to 2.
Okay. Do they have a local office, though?
Her phone number's on there. I think she works out of her house.
Because we donate a lot of food to some of the pantries, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, take that with you because that's her phone number.
Or getting close
yeah.
to being expired.
Yeah, there's her phone number on there.
Okay.
And give her a call because she'll take it, I'm sure. But so you get excited when a truck rolls in because you don't know necessarily what's going to be in there, do you?
No, we don't. When we break the seal on the back of the back door, that's when we find out what's in there. We get the forklift out and start unloading the pallets.
Yeah. And the other thing with your store is there's only like three or four of you. And I know you don't get paid anything.
No, <it's> slave labor.
Yeah. So it's your wife and you got a couple guys that work there and help you unload and load stuff and move stuff around or put stuff together if they have to.
We've actually got six full-time employees. They're just not all there at the same time.
Right. But that's a low overhead.
Mm-hmm.
you know, only six employees, that's not a whole lot of people. And so that's another reason why your prices are so low?
Well, that and you know, the way we buy.
Right. Yeah, obviously.
We buy, you know, we pay a percentage of what it sells for.
Right.
And then we bring it in and look through everything, make sure it's all there.
Right.
And that it works. We plug it in. If it's supposed to move or turn on, then
we make sure that happens first.
We make sure it happens.
Okay.
And then we put it back in the box.
Yeah.
And price it accordingly.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to put it out on the floor if it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah. So this isn't a secondhand store.
No, it's not.
But it has everything a secondhand store has, except if it's new.
It's either new or very slightly used.
Yeah.
And if we know it's used, we will designate.
So, like, if something was returned or something, and then they mm-hmm. had to fix it and ship. One time when I was at the fire department, I got a call from Walmart, and they had had generators, but they had like six of them that had been returned. Mm-hmm. Well, for them to ship those back, especially a generator, because they're so heavy,
right.
They turned around and donated them to the fire department. Our mechanics worked on them, got them all tuned up, and we put them into service.
Yeah,
you know, and so because all the engines have a generator on them.
We get tons of stuff like that,
yeah.
And sometimes it just takes a little tweaking or a little adjusting of something, you know?
Yep.
Or maybe a screw is missing. It's amazing. With something will come in and just have one bolt missing, and people will put it back in the box and send it.
Wow.
Send it back.
Well, you know, the public, when they pay for something like that, they want it 100%.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, the stores, like I said, with Walmart, they don't want to mess with it sometimes. They just want to get it out of here.
And it's so time consuming, and they, you know, they have to go through so much paperwork.
Yeah, that's the other
to try
thing.
To reprocess that
that's
thing
other
back
thing,
through.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for them to just get rid of it.
Well, and shipping, you know, to send it back by itself, you
right.
know, if you're Lowe's and someone brought back a drill motor because there was a nick in the cord, and they said, I don't want this drill motor with this. Because it's electric, you know, and mm-hmm. has a cord on it,
right.
And because it's got this nick in it, and then for them to box that up and ship that back, but they can,
they just got a pallet and they throw it in a pallet and shrink wrap it, and
it goes to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it goes into a central warehouse.
Right. And then you get.
And
it.
Then they hold it until they get a truckload.
And then they just bring you a truckload. Mm-hmm. You get a truckload every week.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Wow. So you're emptying a truckload a week out of that store.
Yeah, in fact, we'll get two this week. We have another one coming in. What is today? Wednesday. Yeah, we have another one coming in Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and I can just see you out there in the back when they open that truck. Let's see what I got down.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm fighting that back door, trying to keep that thing closed as much as I can to keep that heat out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's over 100 degrees outside.
I know.
It don't take long.
You open that roll-up door, it comes right in.
Yeah.
So you need to tell these trucks that you guys show up at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's the coolest part of the day.
The only problem is I got to be there, too, and it's a little early for me.
It is early for everybody. It's early for
everybody. Golfers, they, you know, that's about the only people I think get up that time of day.
And contractors.
Hmm.
All the contractors.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I know they're rebuilding a building in town right now, and the manager the other day was telling me that they're working 5 to 1. That's it. You know, and because that's all they can work.
Right.
You know, and I had a guy telling me yesterday, one of my neighbors was telling me that his dad down in Yuma runs a farm, and he pays them 8 hours a day, but they work 6 hours, 6 to noon, and then they go home. And they get paid for 8, but they work 6.
Okay.
And he says, that's how I keep my staff. That's how they're going to come back the next day and
right.
you know, and work in that little bit of heat that they get from, you know, 10 to 12 or so.
It gets really warm in that building at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes. Yep. And the sun's been baking on it all day long.
Yeah.
I know it.
We got one air conditioner completely down, too.
Uh-oh.
They're struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. But your prices are fantastic, and the items that you have are such an array of stuff. Because when I come to talk to you about advertising, I walked in the store, and I'm just, like, looking left and right going, hey, yeah, okay, well, you know. Furniture and barbecue grills and
it's mind-boggling. You can't really shop our store in a few minutes. You got to come there and spend some time. You got to make an event out of it because there's so much to see.
Yeah, and you got Circle K next door. So if you need to go get a soda while
you go,
and
a little refreshment,
go get a refreshment, come back over and walk through and
take a test drive over to the Ford dealer.
Yeah, you have to go, you know, next door at the Ford dealer, take a test drive, and then come back over and shop a little bit more. And I could see some wife going home and telling her husband that I was at Grand Adventures and Circle K and Ford dealership for about 4 hours today. Yeah, I had lunch at Circle K, and then I went and test drove a car, then I went and shopped, and then I went back and... Yeah, but it takes time to walk through your store.
Yeah,
because you got furniture and you got aisles with stuff and racks. But it's going good for you.
It's 8 months. It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun business. The only thing is that I'm putting in a lot of hours.
Well, that's part of owning it.
Yeah,
that's your job.
I'm not a kid anymore.
I know, but that's your job. You gotta do that.
Right.
So. All right, Danny, what have we missed? Anything?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, have we missed anything in the store? What do you expect on... you don't even know what you're going to expect on Friday.
We have another shipment next week coming in from Overstock.com.
Okay.
We can mention people like that.
All right. Because it's Overstock.
Right.
Yeah. And they bring you what?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. By the way, that's one thing I wanted to mention. We have over 150 blackout curtain panels coming in from Overstock next week. So if anybody's been looking for blackout curtains,
right,
we're going to have a bunch of them.
To make the room really dark and keep the sun out.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
People that sleep in after 5.
Which is not a whole lot of people in this town, but I'm sure they do. Or the day sleepers that work in the casinos or work in the stores and work all night and have to sleep during the day. They have to black them out. So when do you get those in?
They'll be in next week.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. So now, do you have the address and phone number with you?
For Grand Liquidations?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
2561 Highway 95.
All right. And then... So that's the address. Now, what if somebody wanted to call you and say, are those blackout curtains in yet? Or what day will they be in? Then they could call you on the phone and you could tell them. He's digging for the phone number because everybody calls him on his cell phone. That's why.
I don't call it.
Yeah. But the general public might want to call.
There you go.
And ask about the blackout curtains or what, because you get one of some things, like you get a Lazy Boy recliner. And so people can call and say, my husband's looking for this. Do you have that there? What's the phone number?
928-758-4988.
4988. Okay. All right.
Now, we also have a wish list. People, they come in and say, you ever get so-and-so?
Ah.
And we'll take their number.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of that.
And then search for it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can look out in these unknown people who send you stuff. You can look and see if they happen to have that.
Right.
All right. All right.
We can't specifically order anything, but we can watch for, things to come in.
If they have it, then they say, I'll take that.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is exciting.
Our unique items, they go fast. I mean, the best thing to do is come in once a week and look, because when it goes on the floor, if people like it, they grab it.
Yeah, it changes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Our inventory, if you come in once a month, it'll be a totally different looking store.
Yeah, I know, because I see it. All right, Denny, you're right next to the Circle K and the Ford dealership. On Highway 95.
Right.
And come shop. Come check it out.
Come have some fun.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You have a super day. We'll be back right after this.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swanty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swanty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswantyhyundai.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Oh, yes, it's a hump day, a wicked, wonderific Wednesday, the 14th, and let's talk about what's happening around town. You know, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, well, first of all, of course, you heard all about the WOW Food Mobile Pantry Friday from 11 to 2 in Rotary Park. Now, also Friday, if you happen to live in Kingman, you can check out the Summer Wildlife Series. That's at the library from 6 until 7 p.m. Okay, so if you want something to do Friday evening, grab the kids and go over to the library in Kingman and check out the wildlife series. Saturday, they're having a National Aviation Day, fun for kids in Kingman. And this is the Kingman Modelers from 10 to 2. And I'm going to assume it's at the airport or somewhere where there's a lot of level ground to play with their model airplanes. The 24th Annual River Float for Lazy Harry's is this Saturday. So if you want to participate in that, call Lazy Harry's, because I think they're only taking about 250 people. And that's going to be it. So if you want to participate, you got to get a hold of them. Next Thursday night, there's an end of the summer mixer. And I don't know who claimed it was the end of the summer, because our temperatures are not going to go down that Friday for the rest of the year. So, but there is an end of the summer mixer at Desert Lawn Memorial Gardens, and that's out there in Mojave Valley. That's at 5:30 in the evening. And if you have any questions, you call the Chamber of Commerce, 754-4121. Big John Hassett throwing a mixer. I guarantee you it's going to be a good time. There's going to be good food. And the 23rd of this month, a week from Friday, the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Board of Realtors is doing a fundraiser for CASA and for the River Theaters group. And that's going to be bingo at 5:30 on that Friday night till 8. And that's at the Mojave Valley, the Bullhead City Mojave Valley Board of Realtors building at 837 Hancock Road. If you've never been in that building, go and check it out, because it's a huge building. You can have meetings in there, too. Any questions, call 758-4808. And then there's a Spirit Line Dance Camp coming up. This is on Saturday the 24th in Bullhead City for kids ages 5 to 14 at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. It's going to be a one-day deal from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. If you want to participate, call Ashley at 520-831-3890. All right? And then we have... I didn't put all the information in here, but I did get it last night. So I'll try and fill this out again tomorrow. An open house and ribbon cutting for Montessori Preparatory Academy. They're out in Fort Mojave. It's at 8 o'clock next Thursday morning, or 2 weeks from now, the 29th. That's coming up. The next day, the 30th, the Laughlin Chamber does their networking breakfast. And they get a good crowd there. If you've never been to one of those, you're going to want to check it out. They get a good turnout. That's at the Chamber from 8:30 until 9:30. Any questions, call them at 702-298-2214. And then the first football game is coming to the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. This is the River Bowl on Friday the 30th. This is the Mojave High School against River Valley High School. So the first football game on the field. And I believe I heard, even though it said in the paper they're going to raise what it costs to get in, I believe I heard for that night it's $3 a head. And so, because it's going to be our two local schools. And if you have any questions, I guess you could call the school district office, 758-3916, I believe, off the top of my head. Also, Sunday the 1st, the AV is going to be having Labor Day fireworks coming up. And, of course, those will happen at 9 o'clock. Where do you want to sit? Anywhere in the Colorado River Valley, you'll be able to see them. So that's on the 1st. The AV will be shooting them up at 9 p.m. And then on the 4th of next month, Harrah's is having the kickoff party for the Relay for Life. And that's from 5 to 8. If you want to get involved, call Karen Morris at 928-201-2327. Now, one more thing I want to talk about is, you know, for a long time, there's groups in our community that have talked about prescription drugs and how you need to get them out of your home. If you have old prescriptions, you want to throw them out, but here's where you want to do it, okay? I'm going to give you a whole bunch of locations all the way around the area. Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, you can take them to the Tribal Police Department and the Mojave County Sheriff's Office. In Kingman, the Kingman Police Department will take those drugs. Now, they have a old mailbox, iron mailbox, in their lobby, so you can drop them off 24/7. Mojave County Sheriff's Office in Kingman from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The Bullhead City Police Department, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. In Peach Springs, there's two locations of the Hualapai Nation Police Department. They're on Diamond Creek Road and Diamond Bar Road, and they take them also Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. In Lake Havasu City, the Mojave County Sheriff's Office on Highway 95 is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And in Havasu PD, they also take them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If you're here in Laughlin, you can take them to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. They take them Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Now, nobody wants any of your information. They don't even want your prescription bottles. They do not take liquids and they do not take sharps. But if you take your prescriptions there, like in a plastic bag, and of course, if you're carrying them in your car, you want to have the prescription bottle with you in case you get stopped for some reason. You can't have prescriptions without that. And then you just take the bag in and drop it off and leave. That's all they want to do. They want to get those out of your home and get them safe. That's going to can it for the tuna on a Wednesday. Everyone have a great day. Sean Hannity's up next after the news. Tomorrow on the show, we have Bob DeFreeze, the Kingman Chief of Police. We'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.